You know what time it is? Here we go. Episode 454. My name's Alex Pardo, and you're listening to the Flip Empire Show. My friend, I want to take just a few minutes to share with you an opportunity where you and I can potentially get together to work on your real estate investing business to help get you unstuck, to do so in an environment of other successful, like-minded real estate investors and in a world-class setting. So if that has piqued your interest in any way, I want you to just take a few minutes to listen to what I have to say. So, you know, being born and raised in Miami, my family and I have always visited and spent some time in the Florida Keys. In fact, it's one of my favorite places in the world. And, you know, just in July, I spent my 40th birthday there with my family. We rented a nice house on the water, and I was talking to my wife and I said, you know, I'd love to share this with the right group of people. And I got to thinking, and so what I have decided to do is I am going to be renting a beautiful house on the water with a pool, and I'm going to host the first Flip Empire experience at this house. It's going to be for a very small, select group of people. It's going to be very intimate, probably somewhere between 8 and 12 people max, if that at all. And I just want to take an opportunity to share this with you. So if you have any interest at all in getting together with like-minded individuals, people that are going to walk alongside you, people that are going to hold you accountable, people that have already achieved a certain level of success in their business, you know, so if you're just getting started in this business, if you haven't done any deals, I really appreciate you. I love the fact that you're listening to this podcast, wanting to learn and to grow. But this is not for you. So this first Flip Empire experience is going to be, if you've already done deals, if you've already, if you're already making money and you want to, you know, as they say, take it to another level and you want to do so, you want to network with the right people. You want to go deep on what's working, what's not working, and help you get unstuck, essentially remove any roadblocks or barriers that are preventing you from getting to, you know, from where you are today to where you want to go. And you want to do so in a place where people aren't going to judge you and people are just going to, like, you know, help you essentially, help you get from where you are to where you want to go. And in some cases, it might be even something on the personal side that's masking itself as a business challenge, but it's actually a personal challenge. But if you see the value in that and you want to do so with the right people, in the Florida Keys in an amazing location, and you want to experience what this is all about, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to head over to flipempire.com/private. There's going to be a very, very short web form there. And that's going to essentially start the process where you and I can connect and see if ultimately this is the right fit. I will tell you, there is going to be an investment involved. It's not going to be anything crazy, $20,000, $25,000. It's not going to be anything like that. But if you're already doing deals and if you know there's another level, if you know there's an opportunity where getting together in an inspiring location with the right people and just essentially removing anything that's preventing you from getting to where you want to go and help you accomplish your goals, head over to flipempire.com/private. And that's going to jumpstart the process essentially of us connecting and seeing if you are the right fit for the first Flip Empire experience that I'm going to be hosting. Really, really looking forward to it. Again, if you think this is for you, there's no commitments, no obligations. Just take a few minutes to fill out the web form, and you and I will connect on a call. I'll answer any questions you have, and ultimately determine if this would make sense for both of us. So, head over to flipempire.com/private, and if that's you, I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How are you, my friends? How are you? I'm super pumped about the episode today. Number one, because I just love what I do. Number two, because I'm coming at you with a little bit of a different twist. Something that this is not your usual episode. So let me give you a little bit of background and provide some context here, so you know what you're about to listen to. And I highly encourage that you listen to this from start to finish. It's not long. Probably about half an hour max or so, give or take. And but I think it can be extremely, extremely beneficial and impact for you. Not just your life, but also your business. So not too long ago, Steve and I led our Ascend Mastermind retreat here in Miami. And it was an incredible, incredible retreat. We have Ascend is made up of two groups, and so we had our first retreat Monday and Tuesday, and then we rented a big pontoon boat for both groups, went out on the water and just touring the mansions on the beach, and went to a little sandbar area and just went to an island, and just it was just a great time to get everybody together. Many of them had their families. It was just an incredible experience. And then Thursday and Friday, we had a retreat for group two. And so one of the things Steve and I always do after our mastermind retreats is we huddle up and we just do a debrief, and we just kind of share, hey, what went really well? What were the key takeaways? What were the common challenges that our members are having that we need to really focus on? We need to help them through. And this particular retreat, you know, one of our core values is just people that are very open, transparent, and vulnerable. And so when you get in this type of environment where everything stays behind those four walls, people really open up about what's holding them back in their life and in their business. And there was four or five common themes, common denominators, things that were really, really holding people back in their life and their business. And what Steve and I decided to do is get together, a call for a select number of people that that have expressed interest in just wanting to be a part of our culture and our community and what we've built together. And so what I want to do here is I want to open this up to you. Now, I want to be very clear that we were very careful about not divulging or revealing any personal information. We would never do that. It's 100% confidential what goes on in there. But we want to just give you the big picture roadblocks, challenges, issues that that many people are having. And you know, our community is made up, number one, of just incredible people. You know, people that would give you the shirt off their back, people that are go-givers, people that operate with integrity. And then secondarily, people that are pretty high level, you know, very successful entrepreneurs, people that have experience, people that are doing things in their business and are seeking more. Sometimes it's you're seeking accountability. Sometimes it's balance. Sometimes it's a bigger business. Other times it's more quality time to do the things that they enjoy doing, family, etc. And so it's a pretty diverse group of entrepreneurs. You know, probably 75-80% or so are in real estate. And then we have a small group that are entrepreneurs in different spaces. And I think what this is going to do is open your eyes that you're not alone. A lot of the challenges that you have are common issues. And these are things that there are solutions for. But you have to be aware, number one. You have to be real and transparent and vulnerable, number two, about, you know, these issues. And then you have to seek the proper help, and you have to take the right type of action. And so I think this this show could open your eyes to, you know, we dive deep without getting specific and personal with anyone, any particular person situation, but we just kind of give you the big picture of some of these issues, and then we share some thoughts with you and some of the things that we revealed in the room as far as practical steps and how you can move forward. So different kind of episode. I believe you're going to get a lot out of it, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. So now that I've given you that context, let's go ahead and dive right in. Really, really appreciate you.
All right, Roland. What's up, Alex?
What's up, my man? I'm excited to do this call.
Chilling, bro. This is awesome. So we are on the heels of a retreat that was just crazy. I mean, it was just awesome. And man, I think it's going to provide a whole lot of value for people out there if we can kind of tell them a little bit about some of the big takeaways. Maybe it makes sense, Alex, to just give a quick intro, you know, what Ascend is, what type of people do we even have in the room there?
Yeah, no, great question. Again, I'm really excited about this because I really believe this call that we're recording is going to massively impact and benefit a lot of people that they really just have an open mind. So that's what I want to challenge people with here is just have an open mind, because we're going to cover, you know, Ascend is made up of essentially 30 entrepreneurs, and more importantly, just incredible people, Steve, people that are very, that are go-givers, people that open up. They've achieved success in business and they want more out of their business, but more importantly, they want more out of their life. And so we just had our retreat, which was, it was 2 days for each group. Ascend is made up of two groups. And it combines the power of a mastermind with the accountability of coaching all under one roof. And so without getting too deep into it, because you can always head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, essentially what we do in these 2 days is it's a challenge-based mastermind. So everybody has the opportunity to have a dedicated, focused hour on themselves where they're very intentional and thoughtful about presenting to the community their biggest challenge, whether it's in life and or business. And so do you want to, Steve, do we want to recap the handful of like big common themes that continue to continue to come up over the course of the week?
Well, sure. I think, Alex, what probably makes sense is just dive right in. I really want to talk about finding certainty in uncertain times. As everybody out there knows right now, this particular point in time, this year anyway, has been pretty uncertain. Definitely dealing with some stuff that we've never dealt with before. So I think it makes sense maybe just to dive in right there, both business-wise and, with personal life. So Alex, one of the things that we found kind of that comes out of this is just a general lack of confidence. I know I felt this, perhaps you felt this too, and many others that we've spoken to, is just a lack of confidence because of the uncertainty out there in the markets, the uncertainty with relationships right now, with the general public, with the virus, all this stuff. Speak a little bit about that, Alex. What did you hear from some students in that room, and what was some of the advice and some of the that was given to them in the room?
Yeah, it's I wasn't surprised to hear that this was a common challenge because I've been there myself. And I think if we're being honest with each other, we've all been there at some point or another. And 2020 has been such an interesting year, and I'm
weird.
One of the things that I think I realized, Steve, from my vantage point is that this uncertainty has essentially put this massive roadblock in terms of in people's lives and in people's businesses. And they don't know how to move forward because they're scared to make the wrong move. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things, and you probably have a different perspective, but for me, what jumped out at me is, more than a handful of people, if not more, probably half the room, they were hesitant to make an important decision in their life or their business because of the uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Hey, what if I get sick, or what's going to happen with the elections, or what if the economy tanks and now I can't buy and sell real estate, or what does that look like? And so it's a matter of trying to figure out how to leverage the uncertainty and how to actually propel that moving in the direction that you want versus having that be an impediment to what it is you want. I don't know if that's making sense, but that's one of the things that I think really jumped out at me is the fact that the uncertainty was just causing a lot of fear and angst, and it wasn't allowing people to make important decisions and move in the direction of their vision and or goals.
Absolutely. One of the other themes that we have to talk about here today, and perhaps is pertinent to this particular part of the conversation, is getting out of your own head. This is a time where we've been isolated and everybody's kind of in their own head, and that's probably really contributes to some of the uncertainty. But there's probably some people listening to this right now, Alex, that want some nuts and bolts. How do they deal with uncertainty within their business? So nuts and bolts of business. So we'll circle back around to getting out of your own head, because I'm sure you have tons of thoughts there. But as far as businesses, I think a recurring theme within the Ascend Room has been, buy cash flowing assets. So we have people in the room that are talking about their multifamily deals they're doing. We have people in the room that are talking about their self-storage deals that they're doing right now. Those of us who own single family home rental portfolios are talking about best practices, as far as collecting rents in this environment right now, things of that nature. What else am I missing, Alex, as far as, the uncertain business nuts and bolts that we discussed?
Yeah, look, is another avenue that a lot of our members, have capital that they're lending. And that's one of the ways generating monthly residual income, right? And so we talked about the importance of, having a relationship and trusting the operator, underwriting the operator as much as the asset. But yeah, Ascend is made up of such a diverse group, as Steve. And the magic of it is when people just open up about their business challenges. What's interesting to me is that oftentimes, and I don't know if we want to go down this road, but oftentimes the business challenges, are masked as personal challenges.
Right.
Not always, but oftentimes it boils down to something going on in their personal life. Mm-hmm. But from a business perspective, I think one of the things that would be beneficial for people to hear is you have to be very, very clear about what the intention of your business is. Like, why does your business exist? Is it just to make money? If so, that's going to, you're going to make certain decisions based on that. But be very clear. Are you serving your business? Is your business serving you? Is your business, have you built it on a house of cards? Meaning, is it vulnerable to the economy? Is it vulnerable to COVID? I know myself, you know, when I was operating with my team, the wholesaling business here in South Florida, we were always face-to-face, direct-to-seller. And I realized that my business was vulnerable because we weren't doing more deals on the phone. So this has really opened people's eyes to fortifying their business, like figuring out where are the holes in the boat. And that's one of the things that if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, start to figure out how to, perfect example, Steve, you and I were on a call yesterday and I proposed an idea. And what did you tell me? You said, I love to first shoot things down. Yes. And if it's still standing, then it's got legs. I thought that was a baby.
Yeah,
dude. I think it was a perfect way. That's how you need to look at your business. Figure out where the holes in the boat are and how you can plug them.
Absolutely. So, man, I love everything you said there. I think just another practical thing for those of you listening out there, I believe that being in a cash position is good right now. You don't have to go all in on cash. You don't have to go all in on your business right now, but you should be straddling the two in a very strategic manner. Because I think that we might, you know, in the next year or two or three, we might see some real deals hit the street. And you're going to want to be in a position where you can take those down. So we had a lot of talk about that. We even had some talk about investing in gold and silver and, you know, what the part of the percentage that that should play in your overall portfolio. So we had some good discussion around themes such as that, just to kind of give people an idea of the conversations that take place in the room. Man, I want to scoot on over to fear of loss is another thing that people are experiencing right now. I know, Alex, we had one gentleman in the room who's experiencing a loss of a marriage, you know, that he was going through. In fact, we had multiple folks in the room talk about that throughout the week. And, you know, right now is a very tough time for people's relationships. And I don't want to make this just strictly right now, because this is applicable to any time. This is the type of thing that gets discussed in our room. And maybe you could talk a little bit about the fear of loss, Alex, and kind of what you saw from that perspective.
Yeah. And that can be such a deep rabbit hole, right? And I want to be very respectful and mindful of the intimate and private conversations that go on between those four walls, because they don't, that's one of the things that we always promise and we adhere to is, right, is that those conversations stay within the confines of those four walls. And that's what encourages people to be very open and transparent. But yeah, you know, it's so easy to be distracted with our business. It's so easy to be distracted with making more money. And sometimes we tend to neglect what oftentimes many people say is what's most important to them, which is their loved ones, their family. And yet, you know, Steve, you and I, when we coach people, we, you know, at least I've always said, if I look at your bank account and your calendar, I can pretty much tell you what you value and what you place a priority on. And that's why the importance of having a vision, that's kind of why it's home base for us. It's the foundation is, what do you want your life to look like? And let's make sure when we look at the wheel of life, you're not completely out of whack in certain areas. Yeah. And the divorce rate keeps climbing. You know, and it's the Love Languages, which is a phenomenal book that I feel always gets recommended.
Yes,
right. That's one of a handful of books that gets recommended, and it's about, are you making more, you know, are you making more love deposits or withdrawals from the relationship? And oftentimes, man, I kind of feel like, you know, at least me listening to people in that room and just practicing empathy and just putting myself in their shoes, I can see how it can easily spiral out of control, Steve.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can relate to that, but you don't realize it's going down this path. And then all of a sudden it's like, it's blown up. It's gone from zero to 60,
yeah, man.
You know? And I think you have to first look inward before you can look outward. Always. I think it's so easy to point the finger and talk about what you're not getting in the relationship or why things have gone south. But I think when you start to look inward, you allow yourself a chance to heal, breathe and reflect. And I think that's when change can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. That's great. Man, so we've talked about more or less kind of some negative things that happened in the room, but let's talk about something positive. I mean, we've had one of the things that blew me away, Alex, was our members are, you know, they were operating at a high level when they joined. So our membership as a collective is operating at a very high level. Many of them are doing deals with one another. across the country on deals that are just doing very well. And many people's businesses are not only surviving, but thriving during this time, which is contrary to pretty much everything else that you see out there right now. And we're very blessed to lead such a phenomenal group of people. And I just I just can't express my gratitude enough about the type of people that we have. But some of them were celebrating some pretty big challenges. We had some big wins. We had some big solutions that people came up with. I know I'm kind of hitting you up with, this is totally unscripted, but can you recall, you know, a handful of those or a shining example of any of those that you really want to highlight?
Wow. I mean, look, one that immediately comes to mind, and yeah, you kind of caught me a little bit off guard. But you know, one that immediately comes to mind is we had one of our members, without mentioning his name, has a business partner. And they aren't exactly seeing eye to eye. And there's a dynamic there as far as like how his partner is treating somebody else on the team. And again, I'm trying to give you guys the heart of the challenge without getting into too many specifics. Mm-hmm. And we happen to have another one of our members in the room who probably has, at least from an employee's perspective and from a revenue perspective, probably has the biggest business in the room and mm-hmm. somebody who has had successful and has had partnerships that haven't gone as planned. Mm-hmm. And just the insight and perspective that he was able to share, that man, I took away so much from that. Right. And partnerships can be challenging, right? There's got to be an alignment of core values and you have to have the same vision. And then there's the personalities and there's so many dynamics when it comes to partnerships. And I think keeping the lines of communication open and being able to get the perspective from somebody who has built an eight-figure business mm-hmm. and from somebody who has been in relationships and been in partnerships that have gone south because of a number of reasons, and to be able to draw on that person's experience. Mm-hmm. You and I often talk about it. I often get so much more from other people's turns mm-hmm. than you might from your own turn.
Absolutely.
And so that's one that comes to mind, man. Do you have any that you can think of?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, with confidentiality in mind, I won't mention his name, but we have a member. He and his wife are members of the group, and at one point in time was one of the, just up until very recently, he sold his business, but was one of the largest wholesalers in the state of Maryland. And there's a lot of wholesalers in Maryland. It's where I'm from. But he had an extremely profitable, high volume, 100 plus deals a year wholesale business, and that he went ahead and sold to his partner. They also had a sizable rental portfolio. He completely sold out of that. He is now retired on multi-million dollars. And, you know, he is just having the time of his life right now. And, you know, one of the messages that he really imparted on our membership, I certainly don't want to take credit for any of this, but I think both, you know, through the coaching that we provided and other guidance that he's had, he's been able to kind of say, look, guys, I'm going to be very intentional about what I add back into my life moving forward, whether that's business or whether that's personal obligations. I'm going to take this time and I'm going to enjoy it. And that's very inspiring. When you have somebody who has sold their business in the room, that's the goal of so many entrepreneurs, is to build a business and sell it. And he's telling you how he's so intentional and purposeful about himself moving forward. Man, that's just inspiring. I don't care who you are. That's just awesome. So that's a huge win, and he was just glowing and radiant the entire time, and it was just a joy to have somebody like that in the room.
I echo every single word you just said, and you know what I think people need to hear as it relates to that particular member's story is that oftentimes we think bigger is better and more is more, and we want to accomplish and get ahead by adding to our plate, when in fact sometimes it's a matter of clearing our plate so that you can get the clarity and move forward, right? Towards the direction you want. And that's exactly what he did. So that's a great example. One other one that I want to throw in here, one of our newer members, that this was actually his first retreat, without getting in details, very, very successful wholesale and fix and flip operation, was operating in two different markets. 75 to 80% of his revenue was coming from a market where he was spending 10 to 20% of his time. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the time was spent trying to get this other market up and running that is very competitive and needed significant capital contributions and resources in order to get up. And it was very evident to many of us in the room that you're like, wait, you have this one market that's responsible for 75, 80% of your revenue, and it's practically on autopilot. You're not really doing anything, but it still has room for growth. But yet you're diverting all your time, energy, money, and resources into this one challenging market, trying to get it up and running.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. He got a lot of clarity and a breakthrough from that.
Yeah, that was cool. And that's one of those, Alex, where so often the answers are hidden in plain sight. And it never fails to where you know, we are just caught up again in our own head, and we're caught up in our day to day, and we can't see the forest through the trees, you know, they say. And that totally happens, where a lot of times somebody will start out during their allotted time where they're in the hot seat and it's their time to put something on the floor. And you're just sitting there for like 20 minutes thinking, oh, well, the answer's easy. It's obvious. Well, I'm not even going to mention that because Lord knows they've already thought about that. And then, you know, 45 minutes into their turn, someone says, hey, have you thought about X? And it's like, well, no, I haven't, but that's genius. And you're like, man, shoot, we could have done that in the first 15 minutes.
But
that just goes to show you that a lot of times you need a board of advisors like this to just bounce stuff off of. So that's great, man. I want to change directions a little bit here. One thing, Alex, that a lot of people like about Ascend is that we're not just another mastermind out there. We are a mastermind, and that is at the core of what we do, and it's amazing and it's awesome. And Alex and I really flourish when we're both in that room together, and we're just a great team. We love to lead everybody through that process. But the other thing that we do is coach, and we coach people on a month-to-month basis. You know, we coach each of our members with a phone call once a month, and of course, a group call once a month. But a lot of people come to us when they first engage us and first reach out and say, hey, what does Ascend look like for me? They want accountability. And yes, people really like the fact that we provide accountability through the structure of our organization. So maybe, I think, Alex, it might make a lot of sense to take a few minutes and talk about accountability and what that looks like in Ascend.
Accountability is a huge pillar of Ascend. In fact, without the accountability that we provide and the accountability that's woven into the fabric and the DNA of our members and the culture that we have, it wouldn't be as powerful as it is today. Let me give you one example of accountability and the type of thing that comes up, because people come to us because they want us to hold them accountable, and that's a part of it. We definitely hold our members accountable, but again, the culture is such that the people that you're rubbing shoulders with that are sitting next to you are holding you accountable, not just at the retreats every 4 months, but on our monthly group calls. In fact, there are four of our members, three of which have a lofty high six-figure wholesaling goal in the next 60 days. And there's a competition at play right now.
That's right.
And I don't know if we want to get into the competition, but it involves staying in a very, very nice place in a beautiful part of Florida. You know, and again, you can share more details if you want. And and this is on people's vision. They want to come down to Florida and they want to enjoy a really nice place and be steps from the beach. And so all of a sudden from the mastermind retreat, somebody challenged another one of our members that wanted to rent a nice place close to the water, and a competition sprung up. And now we have, I believe, four of our members. And my suspicion is there's going to be more that jump on, and they're holding themselves accountable. In fact, I was on a coaching call today with one gentleman, and I suggested, I said, hey, are you guys kind of doing like your own mini mastermind and holding yourself accountable? He said, it's funny you said that, but I just got a text from this other guy. And again, I won't mention any names.
Right.
By the way, God's honest true story. This happened less than 2 hours ago. And so that's just one small example of the accountability that goes on. I know for myself, Steve, when I coach people, I detailed notes on the previous coaching call.
Yeah.
And that's one of the first things that we start off with. Hey, you committed to this on the last call. Where are you at with that?
Yeah. Yeah. And Alex, on that same note, would you mind speaking just a little bit? I know some of the ladies in the group started a WhatsApp group that I believe was fitness related. Obviously fitness stuff's on the table within Ascend. What was the nature of that WhatsApp group that they're holding?
Yeah, brother. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I completely forgot about that. So there were several ladies within the group that their fitness goals were something that they really wanted to focus on. In some cases, it was weight loss. In other cases, it was just more energy, looking better, that kind of thing, right? And those are things that I think we've all dealt with at one point or another. And one of our members basically took the baton and just spearheaded the process and said, do me a favor. And she grabbed a piece of paper and she said, I need all the ladies in the room and the ones on Zoom, because this was the first time that we actually did a hybrid event because of COVID. And so said, I need everybody's email on this sheet of paper by the end of the day. Well, 3 hours later, I think, or that by the next morning, there was a WhatsApp group for the ladies in the room that wanted to focus on their health. And now they're holding each other accountable. So again, that's just another example of the accountability that just, it just comes out of being in this type of environment. And think about the goals that you have in your life and in your business, right? You're listening to us. Think about what it is that you want to accomplish. Where are you now? Where do you want to go? How do you draw a bridge? But it's not just drawing the bridge. It's, do you have people that are going to push you moving forward when you don't want to get up out of bed in the morning, or when you don't have the energy or the motivation to do so? When people are counting on you and holding you accountable, you operate at a higher level.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of the antidotes to feeling guilty. You know, we sense a recurring theme from people that, you know, hey, I'm feeling guilty about what my actions or what my desire, what my vision for my life may impact on somebody else. And oftentimes we kind of need that nudge to say, you know what, you have to have this tough conversation with this, you know, spouse, or you have to have this tough conversation with this business partner or whatever. And you get past that. And the accountability that's built in within the group, when everyone kind of knows that part of your business, and by that business, I mean personal stuff or business, when people know your business, you know, they can help you push through that. And I think Tony Robbins says, you know, the quality of your life is determined by the number of tough conversations that you have over a lifetime. Right. You know, we want to propel people to have those tough conversations, and it starts by getting it all out in the mastermind. So I don't know if you have any thoughts there, Alex, but feeling guilty was a recurring theme as well.
Yeah. Feeling guilty is a big one. You know, I think of the analogy of we're all trying to run this marathon that we call life. Now imagine if you were actually trying to run, but you were like carrying like a big weight, like imagine like a 45-pound weight from the gym, and imagine trying to run or walk, just holding that all the time. And oftentimes I think when it comes to feeling guilty, it's really, this is not going to sound very sexy, Steve, and maybe you can kind of say this a different way, but it's just making the decision to put it down, put that weight down, and stop, you know, feeling guilty, stop beating yourself up, because that's a disempowering act and mindset. It's not an empowering one. Yeah. One of the questions that you and I asked as coaches several times is, are you running towards something or are you running away from something? Mm-hmm. And that question really got people thinking. You know, we asked that several times, and many times what came up is they're feeling guilty because of something in the past, mm-hmm. and or the story they're telling themselves.
Yes.
So it's a matter of not just us coaching people in the room, but there's so many other members and people that you're sitting side by side that are coaching you, walking alongside you, right, giving you the insight and perspective and the freedom to make a decision to put that guilt down so that then you can actually move forward and be the best version of yourself.
That's awesome, man. One more topic to hit here, and then I'm going to surprise you with a question here at the end. This recurring theme of kind of, I am not enough, you know, and this is not something that people walk around thinking, like, I am not enough. It's just not something that's at the forefront of people's brains. So oftentimes the hard work that we do is we kind of get in there and extract this from people. But at the core of so many people's lives is they're walking around in quiet desperation saying, you know, I am not enough. My business is successful because I'm not enough. I'm not the spouse that I want to be because I am not enough. And maybe you could just kind of speak to that very quickly, yeah. Alex.
The quote that immediately comes to mind, and I'd like to give credit to the person who said it, is comparison is the thief of joy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that I'm not enough, especially in today's social media age. Oftentimes, not always, I don't want to generalize, but many times we find that it's because we're comparing ourselves to others. Mm-hmm. We're focused on what we don't have instead of focusing on gratitude and the things that we do have. Mm-hmm. And the I'm not enough, whether you know it or not, is baggage that's holding you back from accomplishing and being the person you want, being the person you're meant to be. And you may not even realize that it's there, right? It could be something from your past. It could be something someone told you. It could be an experience you had, a loss you had. And I think it ties into what I was speaking before, maybe you have a different perspective, but oftentimes it's just the story we tell ourselves or the meaning that we give something, right? How many times did that conversation come up? Hey, what's the meaning that you're giving to this situation that happened, right? And then how is that impacting your life and your business?
Yeah, I mean, we had a gentleman who, you know, had a certain perception of his mom from growing up. And, you know, he was wanting his mom to show him love in a way that he was kind of expecting. But the bottom line is that he never really loved his mom in the way that she needed. So he took a break and gave her a call and said, "Hey, mom, I love you." We challenged him to do that in the room, and he did it. And he came back, tears in his eyes, just big smile on his face, you know. And so I had a call with him not too long ago, and he has said, man, the relationship with his mom has improved by leaps and bounds because he took that step. And it was all because he was telling himself a story about, you know, how, what his love from his mom should look like. So that's pretty cool. Alex, I'm going to hit you with a surprise question here at the end, unless you had anything else to say.
No, go for it.
Okay. Your favorite part of the retreat? Go.
The community.
Yeah.
The community, the interaction, the camaraderie, the openness, the fact that people are so vulnerable and transparent. And I think I'm completely screwing up this exercise because I'm guessing you wanted a one word answer.
No, it's good.
The camaraderie, man. Just the fact that you are in there with brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Like that, it's a family. So that to me, that's the best part of the retreat.
Yeah. The community, the family, all that stuff. I mean, it's obviously something that we, as at the core of our being, I think. So yeah, that goes without saying. You know, man, since you said all that, I'm going to go with the location.
Ah, in
beautiful Miami, the food. We had lots of really good red meat that week. Probably too much for me.
Too much.
But it was good, man. And man, just in between the sessions, I think a lot of good deal making, a lot of good camaraderie, a lot of good friendships are born just in the breaks and during the dinners and lunches that we have, things like that, man. So absolutely.
I actually have one. You talk about deal making. I don't even know if you're aware of this, and I'll share with you after we, you know, get off this call who it was, but during the break, one of our members who was on Zoom sent a lead over to another member that was on Zoom that they weren't able to travel because of COVID. He just closed on that deal last week, and they're both working on it together now because of a lead that came from the other person's turn because they brought up, "Hey, I'm focusing on this."
Right.
In the break, they kicked over a lead and they just closed that deal, which is pretty cool.
I'll tell you another thing, man. We have, and you might not know about this, we have members who are partners that are operating a business in one state. They are now talking about basically taking their business model and working with another one of our members in their state.
Yes.
And they're going to be able to, you know, split deals and work together. So, but we've had stuff like that happen. I just partnered on a self-storage deal with one of our members. I mean, so there's a lot of different stuff that is happening in the group, and man, it's just a really cool environment, and I'm very proud of it. I feel like a proud father. We've worked really hard to build this thing, and you know, we got the bumps and bruises to show it. But dude, it has been it's gratifying when you sit here and reflect on stuff like this for sure.
It really is. It's been such a blessing from God. Obviously, I know you and I give him all the glory, and I'm just super grateful that I have the opportunity to work with people that I consider friends and people that you know, are just, they're go-givers. They're just great people, and that they're impacting other people in their community and other people in their life, which is really big for us.
Yeah. So, well, cool, brother. We're going to get this thing wrapped up unless you have anything else, man.
No. I just, look, we talked about a lot, and I realized we wanted to keep this bite-sized so that you can, you know, you can just kind of experience what some of the takeaways were and some of the breakthroughs were. And I realized we couldn't go very deep on any one topic. But I'm hoping that you can glean something from this conversation and, you know, speed of implementation, figure out how you can take something Steve or I said, right, and how you can apply it to your life and or business. This wasn't meant to be any type of, we just wanted to provide value here and kind of share some of the insight and perspective that happened at this mastermind because it was incredible.
Yeah. Cool, brother.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
Take care.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.